We're up to page 514. Okay, 514 in the Dershon Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Peches Din Im Le'ervu HaChatzeros Yachad V'Gamlan Shaf B'Mavli. What's the law if the courtyards did not join together in Erev? Are you allowed to carry in the Mavli? And the truth is, we learned these halachas in passing a while ago. So let's see Im Le'ervu. Again, it's like again, one more time Shin Peches, the very beginning on page 514. Im lo ervu hachatzeros yachad v'gam lo nishtat v'bemavoy mutu l'taltel b'chol hamavoy kelim sheshavsu b'socha. Now let's review the halacha. We know that there's a halacha that you're allowed to carry without an erev from all different types of enclosures that are, of course, four walls, reshus yachad, as long as they're not dwelling places. In other words, all of the laws that we're learning now in these last number of simanim is where the prohibition of carrying from your home to a courtyard. Why? Because a home is a reshus that is unique to one person, and a courtyard is a reshus that's shared by a group of people. Now, what happens if you do not make an erev? A simple case. An apartment building. You live in an apartment building, and everyone owns their apartment. There are 50 apartments, and there's a lobby. And no one, if you want to carry from your apartment to the lobby, to the hallway, or to the lobby downstairs, it goes without saying, you must make an eruv echatzeros. If you don't make an eruv echatzeros, you're not allowed to go from your apartment to the apartment building. Going, of course, in the case where there's no tefis sabayis, going in the apartment building where there's the landlord does not own any appliances, there is no tefis sabayis. Every apartment is independent. But what happens if there are utensils that are in the lobby? Let's say there's a newspaper, or there are magazines, or there are toys in the lobby. And in this building, no one has made an eruv echatzeros. Are you allowed to go down to the front lobby and take the newspapers and carry it from one corner to another corner? Are you allowed to move around the furniture? You want a chair, you want to sit and talk to your friend, you're allowed to go take a chair from one part of the lobby to another part of the lobby, to one section to another. If there is a toy there in the lobby and one of the children want to play with it, are you allowed to go get it for him? So the answer is yes, of course you are. Because the prohibition of carrying, the requirement to make an erev is only to take from a place that's your personal reshus to bring it into an area that is shared by the group. But things which are already resting in the area, in that area, there is no restriction. You're allowed to carry freely in that area. Now here and there, now we're going a step further. What happens if this courtyard, let's say we our mavli from the time from the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, where we have multiple courtyards, and the courtyards open up into an alleyway, and an erev has not been made, are you allowed to carry from the courtyard to the alleyway? So the answer is yes. There's no probe, just like you're allowed to carry the courtyard itself, there is no prohibition from carrying from the courtyard to the alleyway. Of course, that the alleyway has to have a lechi or koira or a tzurasa pesach. There's no restriction whatsoever. And we're going to see a chiddush from the Rambam, and the Rambam is based upon the Gemara, how we learn Pshat in the Gemara. But the Rambam holds the only time you're allowed to carry from an object that was resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began into the alleyway is only if the people in the courtyard did not make among themselves neruv echatzeros. Why? Because if the people in the courtyard did not make among themselves neruv echatzeros, how did the utensil get into the courtyard? It must have been there before Shabbos began. Because if when Shabbos began, the utensil was in someone's home, you were not allowed to take it from the home, from your home, into the courtyard. So if you have a situation where the people in the courtyard did not make an Erev Chatzeros, there was no Erev Chatzeros, so then you're not allowed to carry from your home into the courtyard. The only thing you're allowed to carry are things that have already been resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began. So then you can take it from the courtyard into the alleyway. But if you made an Eruv Chatzeros in the courtyard, what are you going to find in the courtyard on Shabbos? You're going to find things that were resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began. And you're also going to find things that have been carried from people's homes into the courtyard on Shabbos for the first time. Now, from these two different objects, which one are you allowed to carry into the alleyway? you're only allowed to carry into the alleyway things that have been resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began. But you're not allowed to carry into the alleyway something which originated in someone's home. Because something which originated in your home, you need an Erev to be able to carry into the courtyard. If you want to go to the next step, to the alleyway, you need to make a Shituvim Mavos. Here, you definitely did not make a Shituvim Mavos. So it's confusing. There are certain objects which you're allowed to carry from the courtyard into the alleyway, and there are certain objects which you're not allowed to carry from the alleyway, from the courtyard into the alleyway. And because not everyone is clever enough to make this distinction, people will get confused, and therefore the Rambam says, Loi plug, you're not allowed to carry it all. Let's read it one more time. We're dealing in a situation where we have bikes. There are three different rishios. There is the home, then there is a courtyard, and then there is an alleyway. Three different levels. We're dealing in a situation where the people in the courtyards have joined together in an Erev, which means you're allowed to carry from your home into the courtyard. But they did not make a Shituf, so they're not allowed to go from their home to the courtyard to the alleyway. That is forbidden. Right? If you only make an Erev, you can go from your home to the courtyard. But if you did not go the next step and make the Shituf, you may not go from the courtyard to the alleyway. That's what happened. Now we have before Shabbos begins, there is an object that is resting in the courtyard. May that object be transferred from the courtyard to the alleyway. Technically, yes, it doesn't make a difference whether you made an Erev or did not make an Erev. Anything that's resting in the courtyard can be transferred to an alleyway. Anything which has four walls and is automatically a Rishus HaYachid, and there's no restriction that can be taken from one Rishus to another Rishus as long as it is not a private Rishus. A Chatzer, a Gag, a Karfeif, a Mavui, all enclosures that are not in the category of a private residence are considered one large Rishus HaYachid, and there is no restriction. You are permitted to carry from one to the other. But in this particular case, it gets very confusing. Because in this particular case, you made an Erev, but you did not make a Shituf, which means you're allowed to take an object from your home and bring it into the courtyard, but you're not allowed to go further into the alleyway. But if the object was resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began, you're allowed to take it from the courtyard into the alleyway. There's no restriction because it was resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began. What's going to happen? Friday night, someone's going to take a chair from their house into the courtyard. In the courtyard, there happens to have been another chair that was there before Shabbos began. So there are now, Friday evening, two chairs in the courtyard. One chair has been brought, transferred from the home into the courtyard, and the other chair, which is identical, was in the courtyard before Shabbos began. The first chair that came from your home into the courtyard may not go Shabbos morning into the alleyway, but the other chair that was resting in the courtyard before Shabbos began, which is identical, can go into the alleyway. It gets confusing to remember which chair can go, which chair cannot go. Therefore, the Rambam comes along and says, because of this confusion, in this situation, you're going to lose. Because you went and you made an Erev, you were so clever, you made an Erev in the courtyard, you're not allowed to transfer anything from the courtyard into the alleyway, not to confuse it with the utensils that were already in the courtyard before Shabbos began. That's the entire siman in a nutshell. If the bottom in the courtyard did not join together, if the people in the courtyards did not get together, the gam loy nishtarf b'mavui, and they also did not make a shituf, they did nothing. In that situation, you're not allowed to bring something from your home into the courtyard. So the only thing that can be carried are things which already have remained in the courtyard before Shabbos began. So in this situation, there will be no confusion. Therefore, mutar letalta b'chol ha-mavui, you're allowed to move things in the mavui, kelim sheshavsu b'socho, you're allowed to move things around in the mavui, bein ervu chatzeres in a botin, bein lo yervu, there's no prohibition, there's no limitation whatsoever. However, Ulrav, Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon, according to the Rambam, Davka b'shaloi ervu chatzeres, but the only time that we're going to allow you to transfer things from the courtyard into the alleyway is only when you did not make an eruv chatzeros. Davka b'shaloi ervu chatzdame, because then there is no confusion. Aval, but if imervu ervu chatzeres nabotim, now it gets confusing because the objects which originate in your home may not go to the mavoi. Objects that were in the courtyard may go to the mavoi. Then we don't let you carry at all. If you decide to make an eruv chatzeros, because of the confusion, you're not allowed to carry anything in the mavoi because we're concerned you may end up taking things from the courtyard into the mavoi. You may end up, some of those things that you may take from the courtyard into the mavoi may have been things that would start out in your home, which is a no-no, and therefore in order that no one should make this mistake, you're not allowed to carry with more than dalet amos in the mavoi. So, you by doing a mitzvah, you're restricting yourself. That's what comes out. It's a very big, very big chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass like the Rambam. We're lenient. We are lenient, and you can carry. It's a very, very big chiddush in halacha. Normally, when you do mitzvahs, it always makes things better. Here, you're doing a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, you're putting yourself in a more difficult situation. Okay, let's go to the next one. Shin Pei Tes. Any Yehudi Sheish Lechalon, this halach, this is like a daf gemara. If you remember, said Ervin, this is just, it doesn't seem to be too practical, but there must be some Yisaydas here, so we'll just go through very quickly. Any Yehudi Hador Bevavoy, Yesh Lechalon, Achari Beisai, Besuach Lebeka. Oilik Harfeif, Afilu Ein Boy El Arba Tvachim, the window is extremely small, but it's only 4x4 El Arba Tvachim, Eino Eiser Al Bnei Mavoy, Afilu Machnes, Amoitzi Gemalim, Mekonis Terechem Mavoy Kolayoyim. Now what this means is we have an alleyway, and in the alleyway there are multiple courtyards. So what is the rule? We need to do with the non-Jews schiras rishus. We spend a lot of time on this. You must rent the rights from the non-Jew in order to allow the other remaining Jews to carry in the mavli. Unfortunately, you did not do this. If you did not do this, what's the law? You're not allowed to carry into the mavli, or you would not be allowed to carry into the courtyard. If you have a non-Jew living with, if a non-Jew is present together with you in the alleyway or in the courtyard, you're not allowed to carry until you do schiras rishus. Schiras rishus is not done, so therefore you are limited. You're not allowed to carry. So what is the solution? But here's an eitzah. The eitzah is that if the guy has an alternate exit to the world, then we can consider the non-Jew not to be part of the courtyard, and in this case, not to be part of the alleyway. How can we knock out the goy? How can we consider the goy to have an alternate escape, an exit to the world, if his courtyard opens up to a back alley, a bika, a valley, an enclosure? Even if the only way he can go out there is through a teeny little window that is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's the only opening he has to the back, since these halachas are just extreme chumers, in order to, the Chazal were trying to accomplish many things with these halachas, they're not ikarim, it's a leniency that we can use to permit the remaining Jews in the courtyard to carry on Shabbos without doing schiras rishus from the non-Jew. So let's do it inside one more time. In Yehudi Hadom Mavav Yesh Chalon, and he has a window. Achoyre Beso, he has a window in his behind his bayis pasuach lebik, and this window opens up to a valley, a lekarfef, or to an enclosure. Afilu ein by ella arba tefachim al arba tefachim, and this opening to the back alley is extremely small. It's only 4x4 tefachim. That is sufficient. We do not consider him to be a resident of this mavoi, and if he is not a resident, we do not need to do with him schiras rishus. Afilu, even if we see that he's bringing in big loads, even though he's coming into the front door, he's coming into the alleyway, we don't view that to be his primary exit and entry. Afilu machnes amoytzi gemalim ukranos, even if he brings wagons, camels, and wagons, derech hamavah kalim, it doesn't matter. Why? Because since he does have a window that opens up to a backyard, shechofetz yoiser beoso shepasuach loy me'achav levado, he prefers the back, privacy. Sheyesh loy avir, because in the back he has ear, it's a backyard, people love to sit in their backyard and enjoy the good weather. We view the entrance, the opening to the Mavi, like it's something which is only secondary, and therefore, it's not going to prohibit upon the other residents of the courtyard of the Mavi, and they do not need to do Schiras Rishus. Now, the who? There is a few small conditions. This is a nice condition, is that the back alleyway must be large. Must be a base sosam, which we know is about 70 amos, 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos. Avlam emboyelos sosam, but let's say it's not so large, only it's a little bit, it's exactly sosam. Cotton, who it's insignificant. He does not view this to be a place that he really wants to be since it's claustrophobic. If it's not 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos, the backyard, we do not consider this to be a place where he prefers to be. He would rather be in the alleyway, in the front alleyway. Therefore, he becomes a primary member of this alleyway. And anyone that's of a non-Jew that's a primary member of an alleyway, you must do with him Schiras Rishus. He's not interested, period. However, that's the rule when it comes to a non-Jew. Now let's discuss the rule when it comes to a Jew in the same situation. Where we have a Jew, the Jews all must contribute towards a Ruvei Chatzeros, or an An Shitufei Mivos. And in this situation, this courtyard did not contribute towards the Shituf. So what's the rule? Everyone else, all the other courtyards, may not carry in the alleyway because there is one stubborn courtyard that did not participate. What would be the solution? Based upon what we've learned in the past, the solution would be Bittul Rishus. By a non-Jew, the solution is Schirus, rental. By a Jew, if he doesn't participate in the Erev, the solution is he should relinquish Bittul Rishus. But for whatever reason, the people of this courtyard refused to relinquish their rights in their courtyard. They don't want to do Bittul Rishus. So along comes the Mechader and tells us, we have another solution. And the other solution is similar to what we just said with regard to the non-Jew. If this courtyard has an opening, a window, to a back alley, to a backyard, so we consider that to be his primary escape, his primary place where he will exit and wants to be, and his opening to the Mavoi will be considered secondary, and he's no longer a resident of this courtyard. And if you're not a resident of this courtyard, you will not be a problem. You will not prohibit the other members of the courtyard in the alleyway. The Yisrael, sheyesh lo pesach l'mavoi, u'pesach, and an opening, me'achayrov l'karfeif, to the back, to a backyard, v'shochach, he forgot, v'loy eraf, he forgot, did not make an error, also did not relinquish his rishus. Imak, so here the rules are a little bit different than the non-Jew. When it came to the non-Jew, we said the only time he's only going to be joined to the backyard is only when it's very large. By a Jew, it's just the opposite. Because by a Jew, if it's too large, if it's larger than a Beis Sosayim, the Jew is not allowed to carry there more than Dalet Amos. This goes back to what we learned at the very beginning of this simanim, is that an area, an enclosure that is not hukaf lidira, was not enclosed for the purpose of living, that's larger than a Beis Sosayim, is treated in halacha like a karmelis. One is not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. So here it's just the opposite. So the shochach, and he forgot the loyer of imakarf, if yosem misosayim, if the enclosure in the backyard is very large, more than a saim, and he's not allowed to carry more than dalet amos, so then the Jew does not want to be there on Shabbos. Why would I want to be there on Shabbos? I can't carry there, it's too large. Oyser, so we consider his primary exit through the mavoi. If your primary exit is through the mother, you must participate in an Erev and a Shidduf. If you do not do so, then you will prohibit it upon everyone else. Lefi she'eino roi lo, because the backyard is too large, it's not fit. Ve'eino mistalik min ha'mavoi. You don't want to remove yourself from the mavoi and be there, because being there is not in your benefit. But v'im hukaf l'dir. But let's say that backyard is very large and it was enclosed for the purpose of living. There's a little hut there, and automatically that means that he's allowed to carry in that area more than Dalet Amos. So then we can say his primary resident, his primary exit is going to be the backyard. He's no longer going to be a primary resident of the alleyway. And if he's not a primary resident of the alleyway, he need not contribute towards the shituf, to the shituf, and he will not prohibit carrying for the other courtyards in the alleyway. Then we have another opinion. The Yesh Misha Oimer, this Tosfos Shita, Mishnah Berurah points out, Pumfa Keret. It doesn't make a difference. Yesh Misha the Adraba. If it's been enclosed for living, I don't want to be there. Person likes the outdoors. He likes the trees, the air. If this enclosure is for living purposes, I don't feel comfortable being here. I want to go to a place where It's fresh. It's like a park. The im the yesh shoyim the other im hukaf ledira afilu beis hasayim oyser shekevan shukaf ledira, since it's around ledira ein by avir, there's not enough air space for in chafetz bo listalik b'shul b'navavan, he's not going to want to remove himself as a primary resident from the mavli and go to the backyard. And the only time this will work is only where the backyard is, according to the second opinion, is less than a beis hasayim and is not hukaf ledira. Then a person wants to be in the backyard, does not want to be in the mavli, and then he will not serve as a problem for the people of the courtyard. Stack would seem so basically in a nutshell, what are the laws over here? And the simon, we have here a stubborn courtyard. The stubborn courtyard has not participated in the shituf. Thereby, all of the other courtyards are not allowed to carry in the courtyard. If the stubborn courtyard was non-Jewish, we should have done with them schiris. If it was Jewish, they should have participated, or do bitl rishus. There's no schiris, no bitl. What do we do? Solution. The solution is we can knock him off. How can we knock him off? If somehow they have an opening, a door, or even a window to a backyard, so that we can consider that's where they want, that's how they're going to leave the courtyard. That's going to be a guy very lean. Doesn't even have to be a door. It can be even a window. By the Jew, it has to be a door. But if there's going to be some type of opening to a back area, we will consider that is the exit, at least a halachic exit. And they're no longer going to be part of the larger group of the alleyway. So once we knock them off, gesunte hey, you're not part of us, we don't need to do with you schirus, we don't need to do with you bitl rishus, we don't need you to participate in the area if you're not part of us. You're part of the back alley. What qualifies you part of the back alley? It's different for a Jew and a non-Jew. A non-Jew has no laws of Shabbos. So as long as it's open, and they want to have big open areas, non-Jews. Big open areas has to be more than a base sosayim. Automatically, the non-Jew is part of the outside, he's not part of the malay. A Jew, pumfakert. He doesn't want it to be too big, because if it's too big, he can't carry more than dalet amos. And being too small is not a problem. Mishnah Berurah points out, being too small is not a problem, because a guy likes big. Why? Because a guy has no restrictions on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. A Jew doesn't want a big open area. He can't fix his car on Shabbos. He can't change the oil on Shabbos. He wants small areas. And adrava, big areas are no good, because big areas he can't carry more than dalet amos. And if it's enclosed for living, that also might be a problem. So, different opinions, but our goal is to get rid of these courtyards and push them out to another area so they do not pose a problem for the people, the remaining people in the front courtyard. Okay, so we did two simonim, and we'll stop here after Simon Shin Sadi.
The area is only for Yid, right?
Yes. Yes, no such thing for the guy in Kivul Nibai, correct.